It is time for MSO New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Welcome, Andy.
Good morning, Bill. Here we are once again to talk about our favorite local nine.
Well, we got the Red Sox and notes from all around Major League Baseball. So, Andy, you know, I've been following the scores the last several days. A lot of L's, but not last night.
No, the Sox finally snapped a four-game losing streak last night up in Toronto, beating the Blue Jays 7-1. Xander Bogaerts goes 4-for-4, drives in a run. Michael Walker allowing just one run in six innings. He improves 2-0 on the season. And manager Alex Cora returned to the dugout last night after missing six games for testing positive for COVID. This afternoon, Sox and Jays get underway at 3:07, wrapping up this four-game series. Garrett Whitlock will be on the mound for the Sox. The Red Sox now 8-11 on the season, in fourth place in the AL East, 4.5 games behind the New York Yankees. The Red Sox overall, they've lost 8 of their last 11 games against AL East teams, and the Sox have been walked off twice in the last 5 days.
You know, I don't think I've heard that expression before, walked off. I mean, I know walk off, but when it's used against the team that's been walked off.
You know? Yeah, well, they definitely got walked off.
They've been walked all over, I guess. Yeah, all right. All right, what other Red Sox notes do you have for us, Andy?
Well, two Sox pitchers were not with the team for this series up at Toronto against the Jays because they're unvaccinated. Cutter Crawford and Tanner Houck placed on the COVID-19 restricted list. They're not being paid for the four missed games, and they will not accrue any Major League service time. Major League Baseball is not restricting unvaccinated players, but Canada is not letting any players into the country who are not fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Other news from the team, Andy?
Well, we'll talk about one of those walk-off situations, which was kind of dramatic in the last few days. Back on Saturday, the Red Sox were no-hit by the Tampa Bay Rays through nine innings. Sox then broke the no-hitter, scored two runs at the top of the 10th, only they gave up three runs in the bottom of the inning to lose the game. So it was like they break up a no-hitter, they go ahead, and then it goes right down the dumper after that. So that was a tough one. And then obviously the other night in Toronto, the Red Sox had a 5-2 lead going into the ninth. They gave up three runs at the bottom of the ninth, and then they got walked off in the bottom of the 10th on a sac fly. So a couple tough losses for the Red Sox during that four-game losing streak, no doubt.
All right, yeah. So it's been a tough stretch. Not a great April, but maybe better things in the month of May, which is fast approaching. Andy, what else can you share with us about this team, this Red Sox team, before we head out and look at the Major League Baseball notes that you have for us?
Well, one thing that at least I caught this morning that I just wanted to make everyone aware of, apparently John Henry didn't want to spend money on players in this offseason, but he certainly wanted to use some of his cash to buy a new home on Nantucket. 18,000 square foot property, includes 10 bedrooms, 15 bathrooms. I guess he can have part of the team to join him at the house. $25 million price tag. Of course, Henry also owns the Boston Globe and the Liverpool Soccer Club.
Oh, man. Okay. So, but $25 million for baseball salaries, that's not going to go that far, Andy. Come on, really?
Well, it would give us at least one extra decent player in the lineup or the pitching staff or something.
Yeah, maybe. All right. So the Red Sox are actually playing this afternoon. Does that mean there's no Nesson Plus Red Sox highlight game?
Of course not, Bill. That means you can watch Nesson Plus before the Red Sox game at 3 o'clock this afternoon, because at 1 o'clock, Red Sox on this day, Nesson Plus, first pitch, 1 o'clock, game from April 28th of 2017. Red Sox beat the Cubs 5-4 at Fenway. Sox scoring five runs in the first inning. They hold on for the win. This was the first Cubs regular season appearance at Fenway Park. The last time the Cubs were in Boston was back during the 1918 World Series.
There you go. All right. Now around Major League Baseball, you have some highlights for us from the past week.
Yeah, last Saturday, the Tigers' Miguel Cabrera became the 33rd member of the 3,000-hit club with a single to right field against the Rockies. Cabrera is the seventh player in history to have 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. The Pirates suffered their worst loss in franchise history on Saturday, getting blown out by the Cubs 21-0. Kind of looked like the Steelers were playing the Bears in that one. The Pirates didn't allow that many runs in a game since losing to the New York Giants 21-4 back in 1954.
Yeah, that does look like a football score, doesn't it?
No doubt about it.
Other notes?
Yeah, Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski, of course, the grandson of Yaz. He was placed on the COVID IL recently. A letter recently sent by Major League Baseball to the New York Yankees details illicit use of technology during the 2015 and 2016 seasons. In the letter, Commissioner Rob Manfred informed the Yankees that MLB's investigation found the team players watched monitors to discern pitch sequence information that was then relayed to base runners in the hope they would communicate this to the batter.
But no punishment, just a harshly worded letter?
As of yet, that's still coming down. But the letter's been sent, so they'll be slapped on the wrist soon enough. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. And I understand you have an information on a historic baseball card.
Absolutely do. This goes to show you, don't throw away your baseball cards, Bill, no matter what condition they're in, because a badly damaged T206 Honus Wagner card, the holy grail, basically, in the baseball card collecting industry, was sold at auction back on Tuesday for just over $1.5 million. And if you see a picture of that card, it's in rough shape. It was cut on both sides, trimmed down, and, of course, it's creased and whatnot. So for $1.5 million, not a bad deal. We're hanging on to that one.
Yeah, maybe they used it to attach to their bicycle so they could get that noise on the with the clothespin. That's what we used to do as kids. Yeah, make that.
Took the scissors out.
Yeah, whatever, you know. Yeah, I think my baseball card collection could probably be tossed, though. I don't think there's any potential in there, but albeit very small.
You never know.
All right, hey, Andy, one last thing. Despite the down week, if you will, or a couple of weeks, or a month of April, if you will, for the Red Sox, what can you single out one bright spot to build off of for the month of May?
Well, I think the play of Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers, they seem to still be in tune here. They're getting revved up. They seem to be leading the offense, even though the offense has been sputtering. Those have been the two bright spots in the lineup. So that's a good thing to see as we head into the month of May, and hopefully the weather heats up a bit. And obviously, a couple notes on the pitching staff. Michael Walker's been off to a good start. Of course, he's 2-0 right now. He's been pretty much your best starter at this point. And you want to look at Garrett Whitlock for what he's done in his roles out of the bullpen. He had a spot start last week. He's been solid for the Sox as well. So, hopefully the rest of the pitching staff can kind of come around and give some good performances, and eventually that bullpen itself can have some roles defined, because as of right now, I don't know if they really trust anybody in that so-called closer's role. They seem to be trying different people that have got matchups, but, I'd like to see somebody really take a lead on that and have somebody feel comfortable about coming out of the bullpen.
All right. Andy, a lot of great information, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.